Okay, I'm back. Is that any better? I can't hear you now.
Okay, is this better?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Yeah. Is the air still there? Is the echo still there?
Microphone Yeti. Is it
better or no?
Seems all right. What about you?
Okay.
I'll
just power through this.
Okay. I opened a different browser and to see if that would help.
Oh.
Apparently not.
So I've been kind of self-conscious with my eyebrow that's like half of it's gone. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to go. So that's partly why I went to Walmart. I was like, I think I can buy this Rogaine stuff.
The thing is, it's like,
has it always been that way?
The Rogaine stuff only works for...
I don't know.
It's kind of what I noticed. I'm not vain enough to like look in the mirror. No, it's bad. It's really bad.
Really?
So anyway, yeah.
All right.
I even noticed it in photos of my brother, like family portraits, like his eyebrows are just gone. So this might be a hereditary thing. But anyway, so I Rogained it back like a couple years ago.
Nice.
And it, But I was like, okay, it's back. So I left it alone. I didn't realize I had to do it forever.
So it went away again?
It went away again. Then I did it again. Then I did it again. Then I realized you can only do it once. It's almost like a thing that you just can't do it over again. So now it just burns. So now it's like it got so bad that it was like, it was so like it closed my eyes.
Oh, no.
And, wait, this happened a while ago too. Like this is,
you can only do it once.
This happened like, yeah.
Really?
Whatever that you do to regain your, like that's why people when they go bald, you can only do the same thing over and over again. You can't switch it up and like go back to it. Anyway, that happened a while ago, and it got so bad that like people were like, "What happened to your eye?" Because it looked, it was like closed up and it was black. But like, I don't look in the mirror, so I don't know what's going on. Then I realize it's because I can't go back to this Rogaine thing. That was a couple years ago. Now I just had to go back to it. And the same thing happened again. And I couldn't tell Wendy that I did the same thing again. So I just said I just got bit by a spider.
Oh, no. Can you try a different treatment, maybe, to get it?
I guess I can. But I've tried other stuff, like different types of Rogaine stuff. But anyway, so I tried that again. That didn't work. But yeah, it was... It was bad. Then she's like, you need to take Benadryl to get this thing down. So I took three Benadryl. Actually, I took three Zyrtec.
Is that a lot?
And she goes, yeah.
That's a lot.
She reads the packaging. She goes, you're only supposed to take one a day.
Yeah, that's a
and
lot.
And you took three.
That's a lot of Zyrtec.
Yeah, it's a lot of Zyrtec. And I was going down. Like I was falling asleep a lot. Oh, then I went to try to go support my buddies playing softball because they're out here. And a buddy saw me in the bathroom. I don't like when people talk to me in the bathroom. He's like, hey, I just played with you last week. And I was like, so I didn't look in until I finally did. Then I was like, hey, what's up? He's like, hey, we could use you. Are you playing right now? I was like, no, I'm not. I couldn't tell. Like, my eyes completely swollen. Got sunglasses on so you couldn't see. And he's like, we could really. So then he brings me up to the director and he's like, hey, this guy wants to play with us. Then she goes, can he play? And he goes, oh, yeah, he can play. But I couldn't tell. Like, I can't see out of my good eye. I can't see at all. Because it's embarrassing. Like, I have sunglasses on. I didn't want to show, like, my eyes all weird and stuff.
No, just say you had, like, an allergic reaction.
Yeah, but you know what? I had to play it off. And it was just so embarrassing.
Did you pull it off, though? Or they were like,
now it's... But it's better now. Like, my eye looks okay, but it was just, oh, my God. It was the roughest.
That looks, man. It looks fine, but that sounds tough, man.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty bad. It was really, really bad. But I don't know what to do now. I just have to write it out. You ever see old people with missing eyebrows? That's me.
I'd never noticed that. All I know is that, you know, old people, you know, they get all wrinkly, except for us. We don't.
Now look at all the celebrities that we are, sorry, athletes. Look up athletes or even celebrities. Maybe not celebrities because they wear a lot of makeup, but like athletes don't wear makeup. If you look at like Ricky Henderson, you look at like Nolan Ryan, these old people, Jim Palmer, they don't have eyebrows.
I don't know what they look like when they were young.
They had eyebrows. Okay. That's what they look like when they were young.
I'm trying to picture, like, I don't know any of these guys. I've heard of their names, but I actually don't know what they look like anyway.
Even Wayne Gretzky. Like, Wayne Gretzky had great eyebrows. Look at him now. Like, he has no eyebrows.
Can they it's get, I heard, like, trait. Some people like, get them tattooed. Can you get them tattooed?
Yeah, that would just look weird on me because I'm a dude. So.
Oh. Is that not what dudes do?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't think dudes do that. They'll be like, and I'm not into the tattoo thing. I don't like needles.
Maybe so mine are not. Yeah, I don't like want anywhere near my. Michelle has tons of them, but like, I don't know. I don't know that there's anything I want that permanent.
Yeah. It'd be weird if I die in my grave, like my hair's all gone and just like these tattooed black eyebrows.
Well, no, just get the one. Just get so one, and if you like it, then do the other one. But I always say get half first.
Or maybe I'd go halfway on both.
Go halfsies.
I don't know.
And then if it gets worse, you can do more.
Yeah, so right now, it's just all dried out, and it's just really weird looking. I just might have to ride it out. Yeah, it's okay.
There's got to be other treatments.
So much for just being... There probably is. I have to look into it. I mean, it got so bad. I was like looking at all the different ingredients for stuff, like castor oil, all that stuff. You used to like rub onions on my eyebrows, and that worked for a little bit. So
seriously?
Obviously, you know, since I stopped it. Yeah, onions work.
What does that do?
It accelerates the hair growth, but you have to keep doing it. That's the thing.
Do you smell like onions all the time?
I do. Yeah, people like, hey, did you finish your burger with onions? I was like, maybe not the burger, but I did have onions.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
Yes. You are partially right.
You are correct.
No burger, but definitely onions.
Definitely had onions. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. Was it at least fried? No, it wasn't fried. It was raw. It was raw onions. So.
Well, I hope you get it sorted out, man. I never noticed.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It just looks weird. Maybe I don't know what the thing is. I
also do have face blindness. I don't know what anyone looks like.
No. Well, God bless your soul. I wish I had that.
No, you don't. I've had whole conversations with strangers thinking I knew them.
Yeah. Oh. Well, the other weird thing that happened to me was I bumped into my old boss that never liked me.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, so he works at this assisted living place, and they started giving me this assisted living place to deliver to. Okay. So I was like, I'm definitely going to bump into him one day. I just know I'm going to bump into him. And he came out, and he just came out firing. He goes, I'm not making this up. He said this. He goes, Hey, Barbie, come back here.
What does that mean?
Yeah, well, of all things, like, I think he knows my name. Like, no, it's not. He was just trying to antagonize me. Like, he was just trying to get under my skin to get me to turn around and come back towards him.
For why? Was he want a knuckle sandwich? Like, what is he looking for?
I think he's kind of been a dick to me my whole life.
He's just a bully, man.
One of these guys that were very ticky. Yeah, no, he is. He's like a 1980s bully, like high school bully, because my lab partner is his girlfriend that he asked to go, hey, Barbie, come back here. He wouldn't even know my name. We share the same name. His name is Kevin O'Brien. Like, we have the same name, you know? So, like, he knows my name isn't Barbie, but obviously, he was just trying to antagonize me to like turn around and be like, what'd you call me? You know, kind of like that. So I was just,
yeah, don't give him the satisfaction.
I don't know what to do. I mean, they're giving me the stuff that I have to go back there and possibly see him every day. So I don't know.
Treat them like a treat them the same way that I treat with those unsolicited phone callers. Oh, I love talking to them. That's so fun for me. Because if they're going
to
waste my time,
I'm
going to waste their time back. But he's looking to get a rise out of you. Don't give it to him.
This guy tried to fire me. This guy, he tried to write me up for like not having socks on, like not proper socks.
What does that even mean?
Because I had the no-show socks. Well, at work, like you need to have like you know certain socks, and I had like the no-show socks where you can't see us. You see my ankles, okay. You know, but you can't see the sock. So he was like, "Hey, do you even have socks on?" I was like, "Yeah, I do." And I showed it to him. He's like, "Those aren't even proper." Like this whole thing, like it's very, very ticky tack.
No, he's trying to find a way to get to you, man. What an asshole!
Right, but now he doesn't work with us anymore. He works at this assisted living house, and he's still trying to live out this fantasy of being an 80s high school bully.
I'd love to meet this guy.
Yeah, same name, Kevin O'Brien. He's calling me Barbie. Hey, Barbie, come back here. Really? Okay.
Whatever, dude.
I don't like bullies. I'm not having it. I don't like bullies. Never have. Not okay.
Yep. What a weirdo.
You want me to paintball his house?
I don't know where he lives anymore.
You want me to find out where he lives?
Yeah. He was the guy that would always try to get people fired because they lived on his house. Like his area, that he would always like call me like, "Oh, this guy did this. Oh, this guy did that." I was like, "What's your deal? Why are you trying to get everybody fired?" You know,
let's go round up his lawn.
Yeah,
let's go write stuff and round up in his lawn. It's my favorite.
He would try to justify why he's at home at 2:30. That's why he's calling in and trying to get us all fired. It's just weird.
Yeah, what a weirdo.
Yeah.
What a freaking weirdo.
Anyway. Yeah. I thought I'd just vent and just share some of my weirdness I've been dealing with. So.
Yeah, let's go paintball his house next time I'm in the Bay Area.
Yeah. Roundup. I like Roundup.
Just Roundup. Just write stuff in cursive on his lawn and Roundup. It's my favorite.
Barbie.
Yeah, Barbie was here.
Yeah, Barbie. You know who, you know which Barbie I'm talking about. Talking about me. Yeah.
Oh, there's all sorts of great stuff that you can write in someone's lawn. It's so funny because they can't get rid of it. You can't grow anything there. It's just there. You got to dig it all up.
Yeah, I really. Oh, that's the thing too. It's he failed up in life because he was our center manager. He got caught smearing numbers, so they demoted him. And they said that he's no longer allowed in operations. And somehow he made it up the chain through like community service. So he was like having this cushy job of like not even in operations.
That happened to so many people too. People fail up. They just, you know, life is about luck. It's not about skill. It's not about hard work. Yeah. It really is. I had a manager who basically cussed out a colleague in front of other colleagues. Like for no reason, just blew up and said some things which would probably get you written up and that sort of thing. And so immediately they all got together and decided that she was under a lot of stress. And so they gave her a raise and like tried to like, and they promoted her up to director after a couple of years. And I was just like, do you guys not understand like how this looks to everybody else? Like this is somebody who is actively abusing somebody. And you guys got together to see how you could try and like make her feel better by rewarding her. And I'm like, and the thing is like, she and I are cool. Like she's never done anything to me, but still like it from a culture standpoint, that's not what you want to do. It's just, it's counterculture. It makes you distrust everything about an organization.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's how I got to the baseball card shop was I was going to go to GameStop and look then when he's like, you look very tired. I was like, I am tired because I took my third Zyrtec.
But you didn't take the ones with so you can take a regular Zyrtec, but then you can also take the ones with the antihistamine. Don't take that three times.
Oh,
that's the one.
I don't know
that
which one I have.
Did you have to show your ID to buy it?
No.
Okay, that's fine then.
No.
If you have to show your ID to buy it, that's the one with the antihistamine, with like the really, really powerful. The reason they make you show your ID is because if you get enough of it, you can make meth.
Oh, yeah.
So
nice. That wasn't me.
Well, if you take that one three times, you can't even drive. Like, you'll just be asleep. Like, you'll be toast. But, like, okay.
Yeah.
You would know. But they wouldn't even sell it to you.
I'm kind of glad that the card shop only charged me $30 for the blaster, so I was pretty grateful for that. I was expecting a markup.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair price. That's fair price.
Yeah. So I bought two, and I opened one with Wendy. Should I share the stuff that we pulled?
Yeah, I want to see. What'd you get?
I really don't know. Let's see here. Like,
I don't know who's good this year.
Doesn't really seem.
I have no idea who I'm looking for.
Okay, the kid that I really Roki Sasaki. You know who he is?
No.
Okay, he's a Dodger pitcher.
Oh wow, you got one.
Well, I got one, but he's not doing that good. So yeah, I got one.
But it's a rookie.
We're looking for the red RCs. Yeah, he's a rookie. So I actually felt like he was better than Shohei Ohtani. I felt because he's just a pitcher. He's younger, but he's not doing well this year.
Does he bat too?
So no, he doesn't bat. He just pitches.
Okay.
Let's see what else is there. Ones that I can show you that I think I'm impressed with is, remember this guy named Aiden Miller, one of the Chase guys?
Oh yeah.
Got him in ass clown forms longer first, but it's like a reptile print.
Wow.
So reptile prints are one of the big ones to chase.
Wait, are we supposed to be looking for red rookies though? What is that?
Yes. So it's just the RC. It comes in red.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here. Where is the Roki card? Like this, like the RC up on top. It's supposed to be red, like a red RC.
Is that numbered? Is it more rare?
Yeah, it's, well, if you get the red RC, that's where you, if you keep it at the end of the year, it's like $100. And if you keep it, I think it's a Hall of Fame, it's like $1,000. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get 10 or 12 of those.
Yeah, hopefully. Yes, absolutely. This is the number one. This is the 399.
Oh,
it's a wave refractor.
Who is it?
Well, that was pretty cool.
Jacob Wright.
This is Jacob Wright. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't think it's worth that much. Then they also have like this weird print with Bowman on it. You can see like a Bowman foil around it.
They don't look that different than previous year's Bowmans. They don't change it as much as they do like the series ones.
Very subtle. Yes. Yes, it's almost like, you know, when they ask for designs and you come up with like 10 different designs, we're like, we'll take all 10. We'll just like make it for the next 10 years. We use every single one of them. We love them all.
Every single one's good. But we have this thing in design whereby you actually submit a bunch of designs because that's your job. But sometimes people just get like too close and they just make little changes and little changes and little changes.
Yes.
And that's just variations on the same design. We call that variations on a theme. And sometimes like people put their stuff up and I'm like, you just made 10 variations of the same design. Like, go back and do it again.
Right.
You didn't really do anything here. I can't even
Bowman.
Tell this
Bowman's
one from
like,
this one.
We'll buy. Yeah, Bowman's like, we'll take all 10. All 10 are good. So
sweet.
So in the blaster, there is this, what do you call it? The top 100s. They still have the top 100s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
They have VIPs.
Ooh.
Carson, so I thought that was pretty cool. And they have rookie of the years, but they're like die cuts. You could see the top part's kind of missing.
Okay. You got a rookie die cut.
So, I mean,
that's cool.
I think these are fun. I really, really enjoy these. These are really, really fun cards.
Sweet. So. Yeah,
I am excited. If you want to
learn who should be hunting this year, because I have no idea, like every year.
I would say it is the top five picks. Jack Caglione is definitely one.
Let me see here. Bowman, 2025 chase cards.
Yeah, let me see what Beckett has.
It's the top chase cards.
Yeah, Charlie Condon, Kevin McGonigal.
Yep.
JJ Weatherholt.
Yep. That's another good name.
Jesus Made.
Oh, Jesus Made.
I like Jesus Made.
It sounds so incomplete. Like, what did he make?
Or that, or it's like, you know, made in the USA. It's like Jesus Made.
Made by Jesus.
Yes. Well, I mean, if you believe in that stuff, then they all were.
Yeah.
That's such a great name.
Yeah, he's only 17.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, he is definitely one of the kids. Oh, speaking of which, I did pull a Jesus Made or Jesus Made.
Oh,
it's only paper,
you did.
Though. Yeah, it's only paper.
Yeah, it's only paper. So
nice.
Yeah.
I just like saying his name.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus made. Jesus, catch that. Jesus.
This one is Jesus Made.
Who else or other names do you see?
Those are the top five that they had there.
Ooh, megas are available June. Yes. The mega boxes are available June 4th.
Sweet.
Oh,
we got a month.
So we need to pull all the animes before then.
Absolutely.
Who else is there to chase?
There's a couple others that they just have photos of. They have Slade Caldwell and Yost Oxenon Garcia.
Okay. Is this Beckett that you're looking at?
It was Sports Illustrated.
Okay. Yeah, Charlie Condon is a big one.
Who else is there?
Oh, they're gonna make me scroll. I don't want to scroll.
Yeah, this one has every team, which is way too much work. It has like tier one, tier two, and tier three for every team, and I'm like, I can't be bothered, honestly. Yeah. Just tell me all the tier ones, and it won't do it.
Well, I think if I get excited, I think you would know.
Yeah.
Top five
is really all that kind of matters.
And Jesus Made.
Jesus Made. So, like, if he gets a hit, is it like Jesus Made a hit? Jesus Made a homer.
Jesus made a grand slam. That's a good one. Jesus made a catch.
Best name ever.
All right, let's get into this.
Yeah. First box of the year.
Are you feeling anime?
Sure. Why not? Let's get it.
You don't sound that confident.
Neither one of us has pulled one, so I don't think. Have we pulled an anime? I don't remember us having.
No, we've just been chasing. Give me a number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
4.
Okay.
All right, why don't you lead off?
Go for it.
Me? Okay. First pack. Come on, McGonagall. Oh, there's a lot of cards in here. I forgot how many cards yeah. these paper ones have. Okay, I got Ass Clown Logan Gilbert.
Okay.
I got Jacob DeGrom.
Nice.
I got a CJ Abrams.
Nice.
Walgreens. I got my first parallel. It is number 49 out of 100.
Who is it?
It is...
Is that Cade Horton?
Cade Horton.
Nice. You just got called up.
Oh, nice. Never heard of him.
Very cool.
My first...
You're about to.
First is a Hyun Chan
Interesting. Nice. Very cool.
I got an Andrew Painter.
Okay. Ass Clown.
Ass Clown. I got a Jack Lines.
Okay. First.
First. I got a Jose Brissento. First.
Ooh, Chrome. Nice. Tiger.
Tiger. Got something.
Oh.
I
Give
got
it to
it.
Me.
Bowman first. Peyton Eels. 6 of 10.
Oh my God. Let's look that up.
6 of 10. Where what is this? A black?
That is crazy.
In a blaster? Do I even have
oh
any sleeves?
Oh my God.
I gotta go find some.
You forgot
sleeves.
Your sleeves.
No,
what's his name again? Ethan what?
Peyton Eels.
Oh, Peyton Eels.
I don't know who that is. I was looking at it. I'm like, why is this card like black?
Dude, I don't know how you keep doing this. This is just blowing my mind.
First blaster. What the hell, dude?
Yeah, to 10. The 10.
It's not a red, but it's pretty rare.
I don't see it. Peyton Eels. I do see that he is a prospect. It is a first.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. It's a chrome. Nice. I don't know what that is, but that is definitely worth
twins.
It's definitely worth getting graded, I have to say.
Huh. What's my first pack?
I don't know.
So the rest of this box is shit now.
Oh, not I don't know. I don't know. Wow.
Yeesh.
I can't find any comps to this. This is
I don't even know what this
cool.
is.
Is the bottom part, is it just like a whole bunch of lines?
Oh, it's not.
No. This card actually has a whole bunch of lines on the bottom part.
That one doesn't look that way.
Okay. I have no idea.
Let me see here.
Wow.
Bowman. I'm just going to do Bowman of 10. And see what color this is. What is this even called? Okay, I found one. This is a Bowman Jose Perdomo. It's a black. This is a 1 of 10.
Yeah.
So this is a black.
Okay.
The Perdomo is not a first. It's just a Jose Perdomo, 1 of 10.
I'm going to look up his prospect ranking just to see if he's anybody. He's going to make it.
Yeah, I never heard of this guy.
Oh, he's only 5'5".
Oh, he's little.
Yeah, 5'5", 180. This cannot be him. This cannot be him.
Let me see here.
Because that this is his first, right?
Yeah, he's 5'5", 180. That's what it says. Scottsdale, Arizona. That's him.
He's 25 years old.
He's 26 he probably. Is
considered
he's old.
He's considered old. Yeah, he's considered old for first. His numbers don't look that amazing.
We figure he would have probably peaked before he was 20 if he was going to make it.
Yes, yes, exactly. Exactly. He looks like a middle guy. Like he's not going to the most home runs he hit was 8.
No, that's not great.
That was last year. But that's only 64 games, so he'd be translated to 162 games. He might hit a couple. He does run a lot.
He's got to be quick if he's still playing at 25.
Yeah. Yeah, 5'5", 180. Is in AAA, so he might make it this year. See, he's in AAA.
Got to sell him fast.
Yeah. Kind of like your Edgar Cuero.
Yeah.
He's actually doing pretty good. So
is he all right? So maybe I didn't sell him, so maybe I'm all right.
He's all right.
Okay. He didn't flame out instantly.
All right. What else you got?
Last three cards. I got a Kettle Marte, Ass Clown.
Okay.
Kyle Tucker, Ass Clown.
Ass Clown, yep.
William Contreras, Ass Clown. It's my last three. Man,
I am so happy for you. That was your first. What number pack was that in the box?
One.
Was that in the middle or was that like number one?
Number
or?
One. Just took the first one off the top.
Man. I can tell right now this is your new product line that you're all up crazy about. You're like, let's do 2025 Bowmans. I've been having so much luck.
I actually was skeptical about the Blasters. I kind of wanted a Mega, but I forgot Blasters were fire last year too. I forgot month. About that.
Yeah,
we pulled so many absolutely. Autos out of Blasters last year.
I try to get something special for this. I try to get a 2022 Bowman Mega. I ordered it, but they canceled it because they couldn't. I guess they're out of stock or something.
Well, I mean, they're hard. They stopped making them, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I know. But I hit buy now, and it didn't come through, so I was slightly upset by that. But yeah. How great would that have been? 2022 Bowman Megas.
Well, I will admit I sniped a bat knob.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who'd you get?
It's that one that I showed you. Is that what's his name? Who's the guy I got my very first relic of?
Relic. Oh, yeah. Eloy Jimenez?
It's an Eloy Jimenez. So, like, it's not a big deal. It's not, like, a rookie year, but it's a 2024 one-of-one bat knob from...
Very nice.
Yeah. It was nothing. Like, they put it up on auction, and then, like, nobody bid on it, so I, like, sniped it for nothing. Because, like, it's Eloy. He's my guy.
Nice.
And so, like, yeah. I'll bring it when we go to the show, and you can check it out. But, like, I mean... It was literally nothing.
Eloy, he's the guy that I touched the foul ball, right? Like hit a foul ball in our area in Toronto.
Yeah,
yeah. So we have a connection with Eloy.
It's Eloy. He's my dude. I'm like, of course I'm gonna get. Yeah. But like, you know, bat knobs are legit. Like even ones of guys I've never heard of that aren't rookies. Those bat knobs are like $400, $500, $600, and this was like nothing.
Yeah. I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see it.
We get to actually see one.
To see how thick that card is.
Yeah, me too. Like, that's we never even card. Saw one at the show. I didn't see one. There must have been some, but I didn't find them.
We saw a couple.
Did we see a couple?
Yeah, we saw they're in the case. Like, we didn't ask, like, look at it.
We couldn't get them out.
There was a couple.
Yeah, okay. And they were probably a lot.
I think the guy was busy too, but I remember.
Yeah, I remember seeing a couple of them. I was like, yeah, there's no way. out probably, of our price range.
Yeah, the thing is, I feel bad about asking him when he's busy to pull one out if we're not going to buy it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to buy a bad hobby at the show. That's going to be a lot of money.
All right, I'm going to go through mine really quick because there's nothing special.
Let's
I took
go.
A peek already.
Let's go. Right.
Luis Robert, nothing there. Ass Clown. Chris Sale, another Ass Clown.
Ass Clown.
Caden Dana, RC, nothing.
Not a red one?
Oh, this is the guy that you just pulled. Cade Horton in paper form.
Ah, Cade.
Ass Clown. Ass Clown. First. Yeah. Kevin Castillo first.
Nice.
Ahun Suk Jung first.
Okay.
Juan Soto, Ass Clown.
Ass Clown.
Spencer Schwallenbach, Ass Clown.
Ass Clown.
You've
no, that was a rookie.
This
That's
guy,
not an
Ketel
Ass Clown.
Marte.
That was a rookie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, Schwallenbach's a RC, but this is an Ass Clown.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's an Ass Clown.
Ketel Marte. Into the Chromes, I have a Cole Fontanelli.
Ooh, first.
First, yeah, another first for Kevin Castillo. So I have two Kevin Castillos in this pack. And my VIP of the blaster is a Samuel Basalo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was a chase guy back in the day when he was a first, but he's obviously Ass Clown form now.
Well, let's hope the Angels crush it this year when you got those two of those firsts.
Yeah. Or even the Samuel Basalo kid. I hope he makes it.
I feel like this is the Angels' year. They're gonna go all the way this year.
Oh, they are horrible. They are so horrible.
Are they even worse now that they've lost their star hitter?
Well, Mike Trout is still on
there.
The team, but Mike Trout's batting under 200.
Oh,
and he's
no.
on the IL again. So,
well, shit.
Yeah, he's always hurt.
All
he's
right.
no longer a goat.
Dang it.
I could feel my auto just sinking down in price because he's just sucking.
Come on, man. You got to show up. I have an auto. Okay. This is my first card in my
just
second pack.
Just get hot for a month so I could sell it.
Yeah, that's all you need. You only need a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I got a River Ryan rookie.
Nice.
It's my first rookie. I got a Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Nice.
Ass Clown. I've got a few of this guy. Ezekiel Tovar. I remember him. Ass Clown.
Yep. Nice.
I have now in Ass Clown form, Jackson Holliday.
Oh, still nice.
How's he doing, man?
I still keep it.
Rip.
He's okay. He's not lighting up the way, but his younger brother Ethan in high school.
Oh.
Oh man, he is going to be a number one prospect.
Oh,
like, number one overall.
Is
he
a chase
looks
first?
So amazing.
Ethan Holliday.
He's in high school, so he hasn't
no cards yet.
He hasn't played yet. He's still not no cards yet. But yeah,
okay.
I do think he will be a chase card.
Nice. Okay, I got a Charles McAdoo first paper.
Nice.
I got a Didier Fuentes paper first.
Okay. Nice.
Got a Bo Walker paper first.
Okay.
I got a Bryce Harper.
Nice.
Ask well. I got a Fernando Tatis. Ass Clown.
Ass Clown.
And a Mason Wynn.
Nice. Did you do your crumbs yet?
Nope. I got those last. I got James Tibbs III in Chrome.
Nice.
Ass Clown.
Nice.
I think. Doesn't look like it's in any way remarkable. Just a chrome. And I have a Yoferi Rodriguez first.
Nice. Okay. I don't think that there's anything fun here.
For me, I have Vlad.
Vladdy Jr.
Yeah, Vlad. Jose Altuve.
Nice.
A rookie for Adele Amador.
Nice.
Sebastian Walcott, Ass Clown form.
Ass Clown.
Fabian Lopez first.
Sweet.
Fernando Cruz, Ass Clown.
Brother of Ellie.
Thomas Segesi.
Rookie,
yeah. Randy Arozarena.
Ass Clown.
Will Smith, not the slapper.
Ass Clown.
My Chromes is... I have a rock star for Drew Thorpe, RC.
Oh, man. Rookie. Double rooks.
Oh, you're right. That's weird.
I've never seen that.
That is weird.
Is that normal or is that a misprint?
Yeah, no, I think you're right because I have this Kumar rocker and there is double RCs on this one, too.
Okay. That's weird. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Other two Chromes is Esteban Gonzalez first.
Sweet.
And a first for Luke Sinard.
Luke. It's a nice mullet, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, I got nothing pretty like you. You got the most prettiest card. That is amazing.
You haven't gotten to... You were only two packs in. I just happened to pop, like, the one pack that had something, and the rest of these were just garbage time.
No, technically, I am two packs and a blaster in. This is my second blaster.
Yeah, but you got some of the chase cards in that one. Speak of the devil.
Yeah.
I got a Mike Trout Ass Clown.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I got a Tristan Casas again. Ass Clown.
Nice.
Got an Emmanuel Clase.
Nice.
I'm going to save Chromes to the back. I got an Emilian Petre first.
Nice. Firsts are always nice.
Firsts are why we're here. Got a weird photo of a Caden Kendall. Almost looks like a painting, but it's not.
Huh. Interesting.
It's a weird card. I got a Slade Caldwell first.
Ooh, that's one of the Chase guys, right?
Is it?
I think I remember you saying his name.
Huh. Charlie Condon.
Unless there's another Slade that I got confused with.
How many Slades can there be? Charlie Condon, two. Kevin McGonigal, JJ Weatherwort, Jesus Made. No.
Oh, you didn't?
I don't think so. It might have been when I looked at this other thing and I just said, oh yeah, there's a Charlie Condon card that they have at the front. Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, it's a first. I'll still keep track of it, but I don't remember how.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I just wanted it to be somebody.
No, it's okay. I got a Wyatt Langford, former Chase.
Nice. Last year's Chase, yeah.
I got in rookie form a Dylan Cruz.
Nice. That was another Chase guy.
Yep. I got a Yueri Perez Ass Clown.
Okay.
Yeah, I got my Chromes. I got a Franny Yerber Montilla first.
Interesting. Nice.
I got a Brooks Lee Greatness Loading RC.
Nice.
That's very cool.
I haven't seen that one before. And I got a Hyung-suk Jang First Reptile.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I had the paper version.
You got one of those.
That is very cool that you got the reptile.
So is there a reptile in every box?
I believe it's one in every blaster, yes.
Okay, so that's the reptile from this one.
Nice. Very cool.
No Ellie's.
No Ellie's.
He's an ass
clown. Oh, did
anyway.
I tell you about Ellie?
No, what's going on with Ellie?
When the Reds signed him, he grew 6 inches and added 30 pounds.
Oh, that's why he was, that's why nobody knew, right? Like, he just had a growth spurt that nobody was counting on.
Yes. There was a photo of him and his twin brother. His brother's like 5'9 and like 140. And so that's when they signed him. He looked like that. And all of a sudden, he just had that growth spurt and just like shot up.
Man. Good for him.
Yeah. All right, let me separate the chromes. Okay. I don't think I got anything here. Nick York, rookie.
Sweet. Is it red?
Man, these red RCs are so hard to pull. I've not pulled a red RC yet.
Me neither. I expected there to be 8 or 9 of them in the first pack.
Yes, that's kind of what I was expecting to. So it obviously is something very special if you get a red RC.
That's annoying.
Corey Seager, Ass Clown.
Ass Clown.
Willie Adames, another Ass Clown.
Ass Clown.
Cam Smith, Ass Clown form.
Sweet.
There should be an RC coming up because he just made the bigs.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. E. Smith, Pineda first.
Okay. First.
Oh, nice. This is a guy that I recognize. Quinn Matthews first. He's supposed to be a Chase guy.
Nice mullet.
Yeah. Adley Rutschman. I think you remember him.
Adley.
Ronald Acuna's brother, Luis Angel Acuna.
How's he doing? Rookie.
Yeah, he's doing okay. I have him on 2 of my fantasy teams.
Yeah. Well, it's not a red rookie, is it?
No, it's not a red rookie.
Okay.
And Chappy!
Ass clown.
Ass clown. All right, my chromes. I have Rafael Flores first.
Nice.
Greatness loading for Luis Angel Acuna.
Look at that. You got the Acuna.
Yeah.
Got double Acunas in the same pack.
Wow.
And a first Reptile Gary Gill Hill.
Oh, got the reptile.
Huh.
Sweet.
Interesting. We pulled the reptiles in the same round.
Nice. Well, you got one of the Chase guys in a reptile. In your
Yeah, Aiden Miller, but ass clown form. It's not a first.
I mean, you know, it's pretty good though. Like, I don't even know who mine is.
Yes, well, yeah.
Total ass clown. Okay. Got a Bobby Witt Jr.
Nice.
Ass clown.
That's my boy. Ass clown.
Got a Jackson Cheerio.
Nice. Former Chase.
Chase ass clown. Save that for later. Got a Jonathan Tong first.
Nice.
Got an Owen Wild first.
Nice.
Huh. Got something. It's a paper. Nick Kurtz out of $4.99 blue.
Whoa, dude, that's a Chase guy.
Is it?
That is a Chase guy. Nick Kurtz. Yes.
Who the hell is that?
He just got called up. Oh my God. Nice. Very, very nice.
Two numbers in the same box, man.
Yeah. Nick Kurtz. That is pretty cool.
Got my chromes. Got
Aiden. And you thought you were done.
I'm done now.
You thought you were done after the first pack.
I'm done now. I mean, I got two numbers. I got an Aiden Miller. Ass Clown Chrome.
Nice. Yep.
I got a Travis Bazzaza Ass Clown.
Nice.
I don't even know who that is. And I got some, I got my Rockstar Double Rookie Rhett Lauder.
Nice. Nice. He's up.
Got one of those. Got a bunch of papers after that. Cole Reagans.
Nice. I like him.
I got a rookie John Casey Noel.
Oh, I was going to say that. I thought it was a die cut when you said rookie.
No. Holy shit. I got ink, dude, in the same pack.
What is that? It's a first. What the hell?
Like, dude, this box? What is with this box, dude?
Man, this is definitely your store. This is your box. Oh my god, dude. Is that on card or is that a sticker?
That's a sticker.
Okay, what's his name? I gotta look this up. Oh my god, that's crazy.
No way, dude.
Grant Knapp. I gotta look that up. Okay. Oh my god.
Find another sleeve.
I can't believe, dude. You are on fire.
I'm like,
you thought you were done.
I was
done. You keep saying you're done.
I'm done. I'm definitely done now.
No, you're not.
I'm done.
No, you're not.
Dude.
No, you're not.
Dude.
What no, the hell? You're not. Keep firing away. Oh my god.
There's no way, dude. In the same box?
Same pack.
Same pack. A numbered and an auto. It's a paper one, but it's still ink.
That's still very cool. I'm sorry. How do you spell his last name?
K-N-I-P-P.
K-N-I-P.
Nip. K-N-I-P. It's here.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. This is...
What the hell, dude?
Dude, I know you keep thinking that you're done and stuff, and that,
I've never seen that though. I've never seen two numbers and an auto in a blaster.
Well, I have now. I've never seen it either until now. This is pretty amazing. I can't find this guy anywhere.
Yeah, there's probably just nobody yet.
Oh man, we gotta do a blaster every week now. Just to, this is fire.
That's crazy.
I mean, some of the stuff that I've been watching on the rips, they're okay. This is not like this. This is fire.
Well, there's one more card in the pack. It's a rookie. That's it, though. It's a Drew Thorpe.
Oh, another one. Oh my god, yeah, two Drew Thorpes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's my pack.
Okay. I'll go through mine really quick because it's not fire like yours. Yours is
that was just lucky, man. That's crazy.
If we were playing war with this pack, you would smash me so hard because I have a number, but you clearly would just go, well, see your number. Well, then you go, I'll see your number, and here's an auto. Here's this nip guy. You know.
It's not a number. It's a paper auto.
That's still very cool. I mean, ink is ink. That is still cool.
That's true. That's why I do this. I chase ink. I'm pretty happy with that.
Okay. I'll go quick because mine sucks. Freddie Freeman.
Ass Clown.
Kamar Rocker. RC. Yeah, RC. Nolan Arenado. Nothing there.
Ass Clown.
Esteban Gonzalez first.
Sweet.
Braylon Payne. Ass Clown. Kyle Tucker. Ass Clown. William Contreras.
Ass clown.
Ass clown. Bryce Harper.
Ass clown.
Ass clown. Okay. So
let's see
into the crumbs. I have rookie of the year favorites, Adele Amador with the die cut
rookie. Second one you've gotten, dude.
Yeah, I think you should have one, because if I have pulled two in two boxes, I think you should pull one too. I
haven't seen it yet. I think I'm done.
Your next pack, you will. No, your next pack. you keep saying that, but you know that's not true.
This is a blaster. This is not a hobby. This is it, dude, man. There's nothing else in here.
The same pack. The same pack. You pulled ink and number. That is just ridiculous. Not even the same card. Not even like ink numbered card. Like you pulled two. That's... Okay. Chrome. Esteban Mejia first.
Nice.
I don't know why that card felt so thick. Okay. You've seen this guy. Young Chan Un first.
Awesome name. Nice. Korean, yeah.
And I have this guy named... It's a first for Richard Matic. Number to 175.
Oh, a pick. And a first.
Yeah.
Just leave that, man.
First, yeah.
Richard Matic.
Nothing like you, dude. Oh, my God.
I don't know, dude.
That is just nut.
Richard Matic.
I don't think he's anybody.
Richard Matic. I spelled that wrong. How do you spell his last name?
M-A-T-I-C.
Okay, I put two T's, that's why. Richard Matic Pink out of 299, or what is it?
175.
Out of 175? So the one out of 299 is $15.
Oh, nice.
That's double not sleeve nothing. This one. Yeah, that's not nothing, man. I mean...
I will double sleeve that one. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah. No, I mean, these are on here for a little bit. Like, you definitely kind of might have half paid for the box. Like, this guy is not nothing.
Nice.
His auto's up for $40. I pulled autos that are worth $1. Probably like the one I got today.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not nothing, man. That's pretty good. Yeah, that definitely sleeve that.
Man, you are on fire right now. Let's fire up another pack and see what you got. I want to see it.
We're in garbage time, my friend.
It is not garbage time. He said that after the first pack, and you just pulled a fire pack.
Well, yeah, but definitely now. Okay, I got it.
Okay, so with your first blaster box, does this have any influence on you trying to get a hobby?
No. Yeah, how much? Those things are $280. They're $300. They're $280 here.
Yeah. Nice. Like, I would jump on that.
They're full of wood, dude. They're papers. They're not even chromes.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of wood.
Yeah.
For $280? No way,
I would definitely
wait
for a mega. I would do blasters and megas.
Mega is where Bowman lives, man. Those two foil packs is awesome. Like, I don't know what's guaranteed in a hobby. If it's one auto, I'm out. At $280, I'll never break even on most of those. That's way too much money.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll never say never, but it doesn't feel like, unless there's a Paul Skeens like patch auto in there, I don't think it's worth the squeeze, man. Ass clown.
Yeah.
I don't know who the Skeens for this year is gonna be. Total ass clown. All right. First card, Nick York, rookie.
Nice.
Got a Corey Sager. Ass clown.
Nice.
Willie Adams. ass clown.
Nice.
Got a Santiago Suarez first.
Okay.
We got a Humberto Cruz first.
Nice, first.
Cousin Avelli. I got a Nate Mankiel first.
Nice.
Okay. Got a Kevin Alcantara rookie.
Nice.
Got a Ronald Acuna Jr.
Nice.
Ass clown. Got a
ass clown.
Jacob Wilson, rookie.
Nice. He's doing pretty good.
Doing okay. And then we're into the Chromes. I got a Walker Jenkins VIP.
Oh, nice. Dude, that is a good one. Yeah, good one. I would sleep that. That is a good one. Walker Jenkins. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Twins. I got another Peyton Eels first.
Nice. That's your new boy.
That's my guy. Peyton Eels. Coming up large. Nice. And I got a Cade Horton ass clown.
Nice. Okay, I go through mine really quick since it's nothing. Ooh, that means your last pack, you should have that die-cut rookie of your favorite.
Maybe. I don't know. You get one in every box. I don't know, man. Maybe.
I pulled two and two blasters.
But you might have just got lucky and pulled two die-cuts, man. Very possible.
We'll see. You can prove me wrong.
Very possible.
Okay. First card, Zach Wheeler. Nothing.
Okay.
Polar bear.
Ass clown.
Ass clown. Connor Norby, RC.
Nice.
I got a first. Detroit Tiger, Jack Penny.
Ooh, okay.
A lot of Tigers. Let's see. Alejandro Rosario first.
Nice.
George Klassen first.
Nice.
Tatis Jr., ass clown.
Total ass clown.
Yeah. Mason Wynn, ass clown.
Ass clown.
Wyatt Langford.
Oh, Chase guy.
Ass clown. Yeah, former Chase. into the Chromes. Bishop Letson first.
Nice.
And we got a Chase guy. It's a Bowman first. Detroit Tiger, Kevin McGonigal.
McGonigal, you got one. Congrats, dude.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, thanks.
Sleeve that.
Nothing special. Nice. The other special card is a Blade Caldwell. Top 100, number 72.
Okay. You got a Chase first so chrome, though, dude. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So maybe this guy is something. If he's number 72, this Blade Caldwell guy.
He's definitely not. He's definitely not 99th.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. One last pack.
Last pack.
Let's see your rookie favorites.
Speaking of 99th, man.
My last.
I was reading some more articles about. What's his name's son? I mean, it sounds like he's amped to be in Cleveland.
Shador? Yeah, Shador Sanders?
Yeah, I heard he got a call from Tom Brady, and Tom was just like, you know, I was like 200-something. Yeah. So, like, you know, just, you're fine.
Yeah, he compared himself to Brady for some reason. I don't know why he's putting that out there.
Good luck.
Well, I think the big difference between him and Brady is Brady was not a top five prospect. He wasn't an ass clown. Like
Brady didn't fall.
He was just a struggling guy that
to 200.
Yes.
Nobody expected him to not be 200.
Yes.
Even when he was at Michigan,
that's exactly
we were like,
my point.
we were watching him and we were like, well, he's no, what was the guy that won the championship in 97? What was that guy's name?
Drew Henson?
No, it wasn't Henson.
Is it Henson?
It was, wasn't Henny. It was a different guy. It started with a G. I think it was started with a G. Anyway, we were like, yeah, Brady, he's no, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's like an announcer after his second year.
Brady actually said it best. I don't know. I was reading something that's motivational about Brady, and he said that when he was at Michigan, he was really upset that he wasn't getting any playing time. He was just like, I'm better than these guys. Then he saw a therapist, like a sports psychologist, and he goes, well, here's the thing. Like, how many reps are you getting? He's like, I'm getting five. He goes, but those five reps, you make it the best five. Like, you make it. That's what you live on. Then it went from five, then it went to like seven reps. From seven, it went to 10, then eventually it became a starter. He goes, whatever you do, like, make that, like, that's the only thing that you care about. Don't make it like, oh, you know, like you're expected. So
that's smart.
That kind of stayed with me. Yeah, it is. But that's what got him out of his funk. That's what got him out of like being so bitter and like resentful. And he's like, I'm better than this and all that. He's just like, I have to earn it. So.
Yeah, I think Shador actually, I mean, I think that a little bit of humility might go a long ways. I mean, they picked another quarterback before they even picked him. They got another guy first that he's got to beat in the depth chart. So, like, go get it, man. Like,
you're oh, my still God. In. I love those AIs that they made of his press conference. He's like, I'm basically the black Johnny Manziel, minus the hooker and hooker and blow. I want to make this the weirdest quarterback room of all time.
And he actually studied about as much tape, which was nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just show up unprepared and just watch me just kind of pull this off on talent.
Yeah.
All right, last pack, man. I gotta
see some fire.
Vladdy Jr. ass clown. How about them apples?
Vlad. Nice.
Vladdy. I got a Jose Altuve ass clown.
Nice.
I got a Adell Attimore rookie.
Okay.
Not red.
Nice.
I got a Josh Knoth. First.
Nice.
I got an Aiden Smith. No longer a chase card.
Nice.
Ass clown.
Ass clown.
I got a Luke Sinard. I think you pulled one of these first.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Okay. I think he had my pack. This looks very familiar.
Oh, yeah? But do you have a David Festa first?
I don't think you do. This is when you change things up on me.
Ooh,
yeah, you change things up.
That's actually not a first. It's a rookie. David Festa rookie.
This is where my luck ends, and this is where you start with pulling fire again.
No, because I got to tell you, my next card is a Trey Turner ass clown.
Okay. Well, it's still not a bad player.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I got a Jung-Hoo Lee, now in ass clown form.
Okay. Still not bad.
And looky, looky at this. You are so right. I
rookie
got a
of
Jace
the year
Young.
Favorites.
I got my die cut. My die cut. I'm so happy. I haven't gotten a die cut in like ever. I actually got a die cut. Man. Nice. Okay. Nice. I have a first Nate Mankiel. Chrome.
Okay.
And my other first, last card is a D'Angelo Ortiz first.
You know who that is? That's David Ortiz's son.
Oh, is it? I was going to say, is it his brother?
Yeah, Big Poppy's son. Yep. That's the son.
Red Sox.
That's like one of those like Shador Sanders type of cards, so that it's not high up there, but because of the namesake, it's pretty cool.
I even pronounced it right. Ortiz. Because I know.
Yeah. Did he get drafted? What does it say on the back of the card? Was it a free agent or was he drafted?
It says college batting record. Run producer right there.
It should be near the top. Like height, weight, throws right, born.
Born 7404 Miami, drafted Red Sox round 19, 2024, 567th overall.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, not bad. He got picked up. Good for him.
Drafted by the Red Sox, yeah.
Picked up by Boston. Not bad.
I'm surprised he was born in Miami. I thought he would definitely be in the DR.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean,
I guess that's big poppy lives in Miami.
Must be. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't want a house in Miami, I guess?
Yeah.
All right.
So let's go through my garbage really quick.
No, this is the hot pack.
Yeah, this is all garbage.
This is the hot pack.
It is not a hot pack.
Hot pack.
I casually just kind of like flip through it, and I can tell you there's nothing here.
Fire.
Tristan Casas. Nothing.
Fire.
This is pretty much your pack that you've pulled. You pulled the Casas, pulled the Emmanuel Class A. You pulled this as well. Bobby Wood Jr.
Money.
We've seen this card. Jackson Churio, we've seen this guy.
Awesome.
Braden Montgomery, I don't think we've seen this guy.
Look at that. Never seen that one.
Who else is there? There's a Jose Bessino first.
Nice.
Tiger.
Tigers. You got a Tigers box, yeah, man.
He's Jesus Lopez first.
Okay.
Former Chase guy, Jackson Merrill.
Yeah.
This one's Jesus. This is not Jesus made.
No, totally different guy.
Yeah. Shane McClanahan, ass clown form.
All right.
Matt Olson.
Okay.
And my two chromes. I have first, Ricardo Yon.
Nice.
And Zach Showalter first.
Both first. Nice.
Yeah. No ink, no numbers, nothing amazing like you with your crazy pack.
You pulled a numbered.
Yeah, but not like your number.
Like to 10?
Oh my God, to 10.
Yeah, I did not expect that.
10 is crazy.
In a blaster.
In your first pack.
Yeah.
In your first pack.
That's fair. But, yeah, I mean, the guy's only 5'5", so...
It's still a great card. It's still a great card, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you pulled eight to five. How many tens have you pulled? Like two?
I've only pulled two reds in my whole life. One was the one you saw, and the other one we pulled.
Yeah, Edgar Cuero.
Yeah, the Edgar Cuero, and the other one was a relic of nobody. Yeah.
So that's your third one.
Yeah, this is probably the third highest card I've ever pulled to 10. I've never pulled a one of one.
Yeah, that's going to be like next week if you buy another blaster.
I don't know, dude. Like, I think I probably got the better blaster in the case.
Yeah,
I don't know that they're all going to be like that, man. That's freaky, dude.
You have to send me a photo of your cards, because every time I talk about it, there's like a legacy that's constantly building. And I have proof. Like, I have to show proof because they don't believe me. I just tell them, this is exactly what happens. Nobody believes me.
Okay, hold on. Do you want to get a screenshot? Or do you want me to send you a photo?
Yeah, just send it to me. Send me your numbers and your autos and... Oh man. Yeah, you got a Nick Hurts.
I got a Nip.
He's a Bay Area kid that people are fawning over because he just got called up. He pulled a 10 and he pulled an auto. And all in the same blaster. Like that's the cheapest end of the blaster.
Like, you didn't buy a hobby, you didn't buy a mega, you didn't buy an HTC, and you still pulled like the same ratio of like coolness.
This is kind of a hobby.
Yeah, that's my point. Like, you just spent the least amount of money and you got a hobby's worth of cards.
All right, see if this works. I'll send you this one.
I am so envious. You have to pick my boxes now.
Actually, I did pick this one.
You have to pick it.
He's just like, which one do you want? I said, left side, give me the middle one.
Yes.
He goes, okay.
Yeah.
And usually they don't let me pick them.
You have to pick it. Like, from here on out, I'm just going to tell you when I'll be at the store, and I'll send you a photo to, like, circle one.
Okay. I'll do my best. Like, no guarantees. There are no guarantees. I'll do my best for you.
I know. I will still take it. I will still take it, regardless.
Does that work?
I have not received it yet.
Okay, yeah, it'll probably be a sec. It's also got my keyboard.
Yeah, I am so envious.
I did not expect ink from a blaster, though. That was unusual.
Not just that, but you also pulled numbers.
Yeah. Sometimes I get a paper number. I rarely get a chrome number in a blaster. That's pretty unusual. But a paper number, that's not unusual for a blaster.
Nickerts.
Yeah. And that's an ass clown card. That isn't even anything.
Well, his first was in Bowman draft.
Okay. So that was not easily gettable.
So it's still an ass clown form, but he hasn't been into the big leagues yet. So it's still pretty cool card.
What part of the Bay Area is he from?
Well, I mean, he plays for the A's. That's what I meant.
Okay.
I don't mean like he's from.
I didn't know if he was
actually
from.
It's kind of a big deal because that's. So the kid that I really like in this year's Bowman is this guy named Jack Caglione. He is a two-way guy. He's a pitcher. He's also a hitter. When I saw him in spring training, like just the sheer size of him, he's like 6'4".
Oh, man.
He's thick. And he has a great swing. They said that his exit velo, he hit the fourth hardest ball in Major League history.
Wow.
He's not even in the big leagues. He's not even in the big leagues. Wow. He was just drafted last year, and he hit like 121.
Yikes.
So he's going to be, like, he is going to be a masher when he gets called up. So that's who I was looking at. Nick Kurtz was drafted, I think, right after him.
Okay.
So that's his comp is Jack Caglione.
Okay. Okay.
And Nick Kurtz just got called up like 2 weeks ago. So.
Oh, wow. Recent.
So he has time to mash.
Nice.
So. God, I can't believe like you pulled a reptile numbered. I completely forgot. Oh, it's black.
That's not numbered. Yeah, the black is numbered. The reptile black. Is a first hit though. Yeah.
Man, I don't know what to think. That's crazy.
This is probably the best blaster I've ever opened though. I've never seen this before. That's pretty unusual. I gotta watch a few of these online to see what guys are getting.
With your luck, what do you think the money is? Do you think the money is in blasters or megas?
Well, being that we have zero case studies in what a blaster has, I can't or a mega has. I can't tell you. We gotta open a few before we know, don't we? Like every year, they're slightly different. Like until last year, blasters were kind of sucky, right? And last year they were loaded. This year it appears that they are again. But Megas has always been where my luck's been at. So I mean, unless they dial them down this year, I'm hard pressed to not do Megas, man. Those two foil packs are money.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's if you're up for getting Mega Chromes, because the Megas have that pattern on them, and some guys don't like those. So to some guys, like the actual clear chromes are worth more. So that's the only caveat for maybe going to the blasters. And if they're putting low numbers in blasters, man, that could swing my vote a little bit. Because those
game
are,
changer,
those are the,
yeah,
those are the non mega clear first cards. I don't know though. Yeah. We'll see.
Crazy.
Well, yeah, not a bad first box, but we'll see. I'm definitely gonna watch a few online to see what's in the blasters now, because I'm kind of curious. I want a larger like sample study of what's in those things now, because I mean I could change my mind.
Yeah, but I almost sent you one, but I didn't know you recognize some of the names that were being called out. But you obviously know now since we've opened a few.
And I recognize a few of the ones that we were chasing from last year too. That is the nice thing about these Bowmans, is because we've done this for like 3 years now. I'm starting to get a little bit of a memory on who some of these guys were and are.
I think Jesus made us definitely leave an impression on you.
That's my chase card, man. That's the one I'm looking for now. I need to find that one.
Yep.
Such a great name. Yikes. Yeah, that guy.
Alright, I'm gonna let you go. I have to brag about this to a couple people.
Alright. Did you get that photo? Does it look okay?
Yeah. Looks good. Yeah. Alright, thank you. Alright, I'll see ya.